Ready now.
Do we have any questions since we've been mulling all this around? And I know you haven't been shopping or looking around or talking to each other. So, any questions, Savannah?
You didn't like my question, so.
You're right. I didn't.
I don't need to put my Steve hat on.
Pardon?
My Steve hat. I don't know that I have one of those.
No. Yes.
So, is there a thing as luck, or is there, like, is that really a thing, or, like, is it just everything is meant to be, everything happens, like?
Do you want to ask that a little clearer?
Like fate?
Is that what you mean? Is there good luck or bad luck? Or is it just
the luck? Okay. Yeah, there we go.
There is energy of luck. It's actually more of an energy of confidence. If you're really confident, you can bring into effect luck.
That's why I have bad luck.
I'm just going to do it. But you have to really be confident. That means you feel really good, you feel really positive, and you know you can win because you're confident and you win. What you're doing is you are actually manifesting. And there are people that professionally gamble that know how to manifest luck. They're also very acute in their awareness of other people's tells. In other words, facial expressions, movements, that sort of thing. But it goes back to that state of confidence. So yeah, there sort of is an issue of that. Yeah.
Is there a difference between luck and a blessing? Because tell people I don't go to casino because I'm blessed. So, I mean, I don't go because I don't ever win, so I know luck is not my forte.
It doesn't sound just
well either. I mean, then I've told not to go. You know, like, is there a difference between being lucky and being blessed?
I think it's in how you view it.
Okay.
If you view it as a blessing, it's a blessing. Some people view it as greed. Some people view it as luck. I perceive it as confidence. That's what I feel. When I'm around people that really project that confidence, they win.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They just win. It's the way it is.
So it's like you walk in like you own the place kind of thing.
But you have to truly believe it.
My son is confident he has bad luck. And he's going to have terrible luck. I've tried to explain that to him his whole life. His luck is horrible, but he's just, every day it's like, I know this day is going to be horrible.
It will. So is it mind over matter?
He's confident.
He is confident in his bad luck.
So it's mind over matter. So
yes.
Say
always.
So say no. I'm sick and the doctors give me like a sugar pill, and I think it makes me feel better. Is it mind over matter?
It is.
Or is it
mind over matter?
So could you really be dying of something in your mind, like you be dying of something, and they give you a sugar pill, and you think that you get better, and you like manifest to get better?
Well, thoughts are energy.
Yes.
Words are energy.
Yes.
Thoughts are things.
Yes.
So good thoughts, good words will bring into effect good things.
Yes. If you believe that you're going to have bad things happen to you, you will draw bad things to you. All right, here's the person. They're miserable at their work. They don't like their work. They gripe about it. I hate this job. I just wish I weren't doing this. I hate it. I don't like the people here. They get fired. Then they're like, why did I get fired? I didn't do anything wrong. You manifested yourself out of the job. And people do that all the time. You manifest yourself into a job. But if you believe that they're not going to accept you, they will not. They will feel that projection, and they will reject you because they feel that energy. You have to have this positive aggressiveness. It's not a negative. It's that you can have, you can do anything. The only thing that can stop you is you.
So would you call that the law of attraction?
Yes, it can be.
So do you need to pray for that or just keep it in your mind?
No, you have to literally
be it.
You have to, number one, make a decision. Now, people have a hard time with decisions. The reason they have a hard time with decisions is because they can't possibly figure out how they're going to carry through the decision. Well, if I make this decision to get a divorce, this will happen, and I'm going to have to be faced with that, I'm going to have to face this, and they shut down the decision out of fear. So,
she's talking to me.
I am. So, with that being said, once you make the decision, everything else falls into place because you've given it over to God, and God will dissipate it and make it all go away and everything move correctly. But you have to make that ultimate decision. Do I want out? Do I want a life? Do I want to live? Do I want a life? You make that decision, everything falls into place. I keep trying to tell people, this is a very magical place. It truly is. And I know psychiatry says, well, it's magical thinking. Yes, it is magical thinking. It truly is. But you can use it to your benefit. It works. If you believe it, you can't pretend to believe it. You have to, and if you don't believe it, that's fine. You can ask God to prove it to you, and that's allowed. But you just have to make the initial decision and then watch it happen. I had a guy that came to me, he had cancer. Full body cancer in the bone, in the brain, every organ. Cancer. The doctors gave him less than 2 months to live. He came here to decide how he was going to make out his will and who he was going to leave stuff to. And I heard he doesn't have to die. And I went, you don't have to die. You have to make the decision that you want to live. And we need to work on some things. And then you make your decision, your cancer can be completely gone. It took, I think, 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. And it wasn't every day or anything of that nature. And he came in one day, I said, are you ready for your cancer to be gone? He said, I think I am. So I call forth energy and consciousness of cancer. I call thee forth through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, come forth. I release thee and unbind thee, turn thee from negative to positive. Dissolve and disperse thee and return thee back to God through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I watched every part of his body twitch. And the cancer was gone. Gone. Not a little bit gone. We're talking gone. Out of the bone. Out of the blood. Out of the brain. Out of every organ in his body. It was gone. Yes. Mind over matter. Magical thinking. Works with diseases as well. All sorts of diseases as well. And yes, I am. So.
But Carol, question.
Yeah.
Can confidence work against you? Especially when you're dealing with other women.
No. If you have confidence, other women will back off from you. They will back away from you. If you feel you're confident, but you give your power over to them, they will tear you apart. So there's a very thin, if you're paranoid about how other people accept you, they will not accept you. You have to be confident in that you are accepted, that you don't care what they think. They can think whatever they want. And they go along with it. That's how people are. See, the thing is, everybody wants to be accepted. everybody. You want to be accepted. I want to be accepted. You want to be accepted. You over there want to be accepted. We all want to be accepted. And we consequently, we're looking to see if we're being accepted by those individuals. If we are, we feel okay about them. If we are feeling their insecurity, then we back off from them, they back off from us, and they don't accept us. It's kind of like a little trick that you have to learn. Like if you want to be the most popular kid in the schoolyard, you know how you do it? You be all about everybody else. You never talk about yourself. You always are all about everybody else. Hi there, how are you? How's your family? How have you been doing? You look so pretty. I love your hair. Everybody likes you. You've got to be outgoing towards them. That's how you become popular. But if you come in, look, as a psychic, as a teenager, I was different. I knew I was different. And I thought everybody was rejecting me, and they did. But I believe now, looking back, it was because I felt so different that I didn't feel like I could be accepted by anyone. Later on, I reversed that. And I went, I don't care. If you think I'm different, good. I am different. And I'm proud of it. I don't feel bad about it. And if you think I'm of the devil, that's your problem. It has changed. And I've gotten more acceptance because of that. That's how it works. It's so simple. It's easy, but you can't believe it is because it's too simple and you can't believe something that simple could work. Any questions?
You know, it is not that I don't want to be accepted.
I know.
But there are some people that I have realized I am better off if you don't accept me.
This is true. Now, there are people that will mm-hmm. not accept. There are people that believe I am absolutely, totally of the devil. That I am absolutely evil. And it's okay. What I do, though, is I don't allow it to affect me on a personal level. I don't care. It's not my problem. It's their problem. And I don't get concerned about it. I don't get vexed over mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. Got it? That's the difference. When you get comfortable in your own skin, that's when you're okay. Otherwise, you're going to be looking for it. And I did. When I was a teenager, I looked for it.
I think I learned that lesson a long time. Pardon? I think I learned that lesson a long time to not look for it.
I disagree with you.
I know. No, because there are some people that I...
I'm not saying that all people are going to not reject. There are going to be people that do reject you. It's just the way it is. And it depends upon where you are. And it depends on what you wear and how you deal with... There's going to be people that will reject you. But if you look for it, it will get worse. And you may look for it because that's what you've gotten in the past. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you got to let that go.
Okay, I'll practice this weekend.
Okay. Yeah. It starts with the first step.
Mm-hmm. I'll practice this weekend.
We meet April 15th. We expect to hear a progress report.
Yes!
Filing that away.
Any other questions? We got it? You ready for circle?